Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A few Sundays back, on Pentecost Day, we heard the account of the Tower of Babel. And the reason the tower was built is because mankind wanted to make a name for themselves. Quote, "Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." Today, Jesus tells of a rich man and a poor man. They both die, and the poor man is carried away to heaven, while the rich man goes to hell. There is much to this account, and it is difficult to pass over many of the other clear teachings here, that there really is a hell, a place of eternal torment, and that the way to avoid such a fate is by attending to the Word of God. But one detail that is easily missed is the fact that the rich man is not given a name. All we know is that he was a rich man on earth. He wore expensive clothing, feasted sumptuously, while he ignored a poor man living at his gate, who is given a name, Lazarus. And the rich man, he had five brothers. We find out later that they were all on the same path as he. Now, surely the rich man held many other titles in the world, did many other things, no doubt. But for the purposes of telling this story, and from the perspective of heaven, Jesus sees the only relevant detail about him to be that he was rich and that he ignored the poor. Now, in the world, being rich and its attendant signs, having fancy feasts, fancy clothing. In the world, this does mean you're very important. But in heaven, it means nothing. In heaven, the rich on earth are the faceless masses that are not even noticed. The fine dining you do here means nothing there. The things by which you make a name for yourself on earth, in heaven, they simply fall below the radar and aren't even worth an honorable mention. Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, these are rich men. These are household names on earth. But they have no name in heaven. Now, someone might say, but they do philanthropy. Their businesses have made great progress for the world. What have you done in your little corner of the world? Raised a family? Been a good neighbor? Trustworthy friend? Lived a quiet and peaceful life? Believed the gospel and attended church? Given to the poor? If these things are so important, why aren't you famous for them? You know the names of these rich men we mentioned, but they don't know yours. That must mean something about who's really important and who's not. And friends, it does mean something. Rich men are really important to the world. But we also know that the things that the world finds to be important are not important in heaven. In fact, it's the opposite. Jesus teaches that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And that's how we know that Jesus, neglecting to refer to the rich man by name, is not just some minor detail. He wasn't snubbing him by avoiding his name. He just didn't know it. The rich man died. He knocked and knocked. And he said, "Lord, Lord." And Jesus said, "I do not know you." The rich man, as important as he was in the world, was a nobody in heaven. Just as you and I and poor Lazarus are a nobody on earth. Everybody knows who Mark Zuckerberg is, right? As the founder and CEO of Facebook, he has 43 million followers. They must all know his name. But Jesus doesn't know the name. Who is he? Jesus will say. I didn't see this Zuckerberg fellow at the wedding feast. Was he invited? I saw Bob Smith and Joe Johnson. I saw Fred and Rob. I saw Jose and Marco. I saw Hannah and Josie. And of course, I saw my servant Lazarus. But I didn't see this rich and famous person you refer to. My communion table is set regularly from one end of the earth to the other every Sabbath day. All the angels are in attendance, and the poor find time to make it, as well as all the faithful departed saints. But this Steve Jobs you mentioned, he's not in heaven. And of course he's not, because I never met him on earth. So it is that there will be those who will be shut out from the feasts of heaven, who thought they were good, successful people. They will call to Jesus, "Lord, Lord," and he will say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Jeff Bezos, who is he? Elon Musk, what a funny name. Bill Gates, never heard of him. But poor Lazarus, he's a household name in heaven. And so the rich man was a nobody in heaven, but Lazarus is referred to by name. He is in heaven now, and no longer a slave to the self-important pretensions of evil men. The rich man wants Lazarus to go fetch him some water now. Lazarus can't even hear him. He's with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, now feasting in heaven. "Fear not, for I have redeemed you," Scripture says. "I have called you by name." In heaven, it is the faithful who are famous. That time that you prayed for someone who needed help, that was a more interesting and captivating episode in heaven than whatever show is now trending on Netflix. Whatever inane and absurd dance got a million views on TikTok last week, it was unknown in heaven. Just as the rich and the wicked, the idle fascinations of the flesh are ignored by angels and saints. Just as the rich and the wicked on earth ignore the liturgy of the church, the Lord's Supper, the congregation of saints. But heavenly things stimulate the heavenly minded. And what you do on earth with a mind set on heavenly things, when you pray, when you fast, when you give, when you believe, when you worship, when you toil and sing, though it is ignored by the world, it is viewed with captivating joy by the angels in heaven. And conversely, what the 99 rich men do on earth for fame, in heaven, nobody notices. The rich man had his share of good things on earth and here received his reward. In death, his name is forgotten and is getting his share of the suffering he used his wealth on earth to avoid. But Lazarus suffered on earth, and so his glory awaited him in heaven, where his name was always known as it was written in the book of life. On that day, the purple robes of the rich will become rags, and the rags of the poor will become the white robes of righteousness. So shall it be for us in heaven, where we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image, from one degree of glory to another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise. And now the peace of God, which passes our understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. We continue with the offertory.